With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I got to jump in here. We got Coach Sean Payton. Let's go ahead and send it to Coach Sean Payton.
Go ahead, Luke.
All right, I guess first things first, what are you going to do tomorrow, Sean?
Well, actually, it's a pretty good problem to have considering signing free agents this year relative to in years past, because the minute that draft ends, you know, there's an hour and a half of really a lot of phone calls being made. And so this will, and look, this is by no means the reason to do this, but we'll be in a position to clearly identify a ranking order of players that we want to sign and commit money to as free agents, and then have the correct vision as to how they're going to make this roster. You know, I just think it'll bring a little bit more order on the third day with everyone in their own houses.
Sean, can you just address the thought process for both players and the aggressive moves to get to both of them?
Yeah, look, here's the one thing I would say is we were able to identify and fill some needs without reaching, you know. And so with Cesar, you know, we felt like an interior lineman would be someone that could help us. And that was early in the draft yesterday. Linebacker certainly was an area that we knew coming into today we wanted to hopefully address, and yet you know, without having that second round pick, you know, there's uncertainty as to whether one of those guys is going to be there or be available, and so we're able to move back up when we saw our guy fall some, and then look later in the third round when you really start looking at the value of our fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, and you do the point totals, it can appear like a lot, but you know, it really was light getting into the third round. We needed to find a trade partner. Minnesota, fortunately, was one that at the last minute they were in, and you know, we have a clear vision for the two players we selected today. So two things happened. You know, we hit on a couple need positions, and we felt like where we had these guys graded, it really matched.
Sean, is the vision for Bond as a linebacker or up the edge?
Linebacker, it's a great question. You know, he had a lot of production in college as a rush end. You know, he's a guy we think that can play at the Mike position and also play at the Sam position. I do like his pressure traits. But we see him as someone that can play in a stack position if need be, or certainly be a guy that can give us some versatility as a rusher.
Sean, had you guys been trying to trade up for a little while before you were able to get the deal done with Cleveland? How long would you say you were trying to get? And I assume it was with Bowen in mind, right?
It was, absolutely. Man, I'll bet that probably took a good part of an hour. There were a lot of conversations with close with one team. And then, look, there's no certainty because two things has to happen, you know, when you're doing that. You know, the team that's willing to make a trade and come out generally means that a player they're looking for got selected either near their pick So there are a few times we thought we were close to a deal, and then it fell off, and it ended up being a little bit of a blessing because, you know, the compensation really was something we were very comfortable with, relative to kind of getting up. The challenge in moving up sometimes when you're picking at 24 or the bottom third of each round there's a tremendous amount of point differential, you know, to go from the bottom of the third into the second, or the bottom of the third to the top of the third. And so we sweated a few picks, you know, hoping that he was still there. Obviously, we're not going to make a trade like that unless that player's on the board, you know. So in each case, those trades come in while the team we're trading with is on the clock, because you know your player's there. So, but we spent a lot of time on Bond, and it seemed like quite a bit of time on Trautman, but it seemed like a lot more with the first third round pick.
What do you like about Trautman, and as far as how he fits into your offense?
Well, we see him as a true Y. I do think for a small college player, we feel like he's got real good inline strength. He's also someone that I think has got very good hips. So his change of direction, you know, you can see that in how he sets up his routes. So for someone who played at a smaller level, you see a dominant player, and we see him as someone that can help us as an inline tight end, and obviously, you know, build on his first year, build on some of the things that we feel like he can do outside. One of the challenges we talked about this yesterday with the lack of off-season program the teams are going to have. You know, all of these players are off the chart, smart and tough guys that they have great scores in a lot of different areas relative to the mental side of the game. Part of that is just our identification when we're finding, you know, what we call a saint player. But I think both of today's picks, as well as yesterday's, are guys that are going to be able to learn fairly quickly.
Seeing that this is a small draft class, when you go into drafts, do you look at your roster and try to realistically say how many of these players can actually make the roster based on what we have now? And based on that, we're going to be more aggressive or try to pick up more picks?
We do. I mean, look, before this, we have this meeting before every draft, and it's, you know, here are those positions that we feel like can come in and contribute, you know, and we felt coming in, obviously linebacker was a position we felt like would have a great chance to compete and make a team and have a clean vision for. You know, how do they play in the kicking game? How many snaps do we think we'll get in special teams? We felt that way about an offensive lineman, and we felt that way at the tight end position. So, you know, we'll have a great opportunity here tomorrow to pay close attention to what happens in front of us, but to identify some additional players that we think can come in and hopefully find a spot on our roster. Every year we've seemed to have gotten a few players that have done well after the draft. So, but to answer your question, yes, each year we have that meeting with all the scouts, with all the coaches, and I just kind of approach the question, you know, here are the positions that I think I would like to play if I was drafted by the Saints. I'd like to be an interior offensive lineman, a linebacker. I'd like to be the tight end. I'd like to be maybe an extra corner, you know, and I think those are important discussions relative to the clean vision with the player.
Sean, you said you weren't surprised by too many things that happened in round one. Were you guys really surprised that Bond fell that far? All the sort of media analysts that do this seem to have him as a first rounder, early second rounder.
We saw him as someone that we felt like was going to be drafted in probably the first 20 picks of the second round. We felt like this was a player that was going to be hard for us to get because we didn't have a second round pick. Look, each team looks at things differently. But our vision for the player was really clear. And I don't know that this morning coming into this process, the morning started when we first got on our first conference call of our, how can we make this happen? And that discussion begins with a second round pick, and it was obviously way too rich to go from the bottom of the third into the front of the second round. I mean, we were unable to do that. But fortunately, he came in range, and we were able to make a trade.
And sorry if you said this in your other answer on Troutman. Where is he as a blocker versus receiver?
I think he was one of the better blocking tight ends we felt in this draft. I'd say especially for a player that played at a small school, we had a clear vision of an inline Y. I think he'll be able to carry the weight. I think he'll be able to gain some weight. But we also felt this player was loose in the hips, and he was someone that was pretty good with his change of direction. I think after the season ended, he had a good spring. In other words, the impressions we saw, after the season were very good with him. And, he was another one that I clearly wouldn't have seen him available at the end of the third round. But, again, that's how it works.
John, your guys' approach to the draft is probably different than a lot of teams with you guys targeting the guys and going after them. Is that just supreme belief in your scouting? I mean, it seems to work out every time you do it, but like, where does that confidence come from to just really have your guys and go and get them?
Well, look, there's a couple different things in place. We feel like, I don't want to say we have a veteran team, but certainly we have a playoff experience team. If you went back to 2006, we took all of those picks. We had 2 7s. We also acquired players in the second round. We backed down, took Roman Harper, acquired Jeff Fain. In the fourth round, we backed down. We drafted Jari Evans, and we also traded for Hollis Thomas. And so there were a lot more positions available to make our team, and I use that example in 2006, than realistically in 2020. So part of it is the current roster, but I would say it, to some degree, Mickey and I both share that belief that there's a clear vision for someone. We're not afraid to target that player and within reason go get them.
Does anybody have anything else for Coach Payton?
John, last thing, just reading your body language, you seem pretty happy with what you were able to accomplish. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the process went smooth. Our staff, everyone did a great job. Our communication, there was quite a bit of time spent on the telephone with different teams. And, that can be somewhat, you've got to be patient. And I can't think of how many calls were made relative to moving forward to get a player. You think you have a deal with the team, and then at the last minute, they got a better deal. And so there's nothing really for sure until you hear them agree to it. I think we helped ourselves. And I know our scouting staff and coaching staff, all of us are excited, Mickey and Jeff. And, these were players that were definite Saints prototype target players. All of them, fit what we're about.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks,
all right,
Sean.
Hey, we'll see you guys. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.